It's Big JD's grandma.
And Big JD's mom.
And Big JD. It's time for the Jabbercast. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
Happy Halloween, buddy.
Same to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we were doing this Halloween special, Halloween Horror, and we were going to have it the day after Halloween, but we happen to be recording on Halloween.
That's correct. The day after Halloween is going to be a somewhat busy day for me.
Okay, so
I'm going to be jamming tonight, and as you know, the clocks change back as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So we might end up playing until what would be perceived by our bodies as 3 o'clock in the morning, because you know once it gets 2 o'clock, their bars are all going to turn their clocks back and say, "Hey, another hour of drinking. Hey, let's go."
Do you receive what your wallets perceive as an extra hour of pay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, the bar we play at, we usually play at this bar on Halloween. Well, we have for the last couple of years anyway.
Yeah.
And he throws in another $100 for another set of music.
And that's not because of Halloween, that's because of the time change?
Yeah, we end up playing 4 sets instead of 3.
Yeah. Is it always the 31st is when the time changes? No.
No, this is a new deal, is it not?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it.
Hang on. Let me push this rock away. There we go. Hey, look at this.
Watch out. That's the sun up there in the sky.
Yeah. Barely out.
I think this is the first year where daylight savings time started earlier. Mm-hmm. Started in March, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And it's going till the first Monday. Is that right? No, the first Sunday in November, which happens to be November 1st this year.
Mm-hmm.
But...
okay.
First Sunday, November could be as late as November 7th, I guess, couldn't it?
It sure could.
So I think that's the deal. I think we should just do away with daylight savings time myself.
Well, not do away with daylight savings time. Keep daylight savings time. You want to save the extra hour of light.
Right, exactly.
That would mean keeping daylight savings time.
Let's just make it standard.
Yeah.
Let's make daylight savings time a standard. Time.
Daylight standard time.
Yes. Well, whatever you want to call it, I'm all for it. But we would have, it would be a dreary winter. I mean, we would see, it would seem like we'd have more darkness, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I'm getting a call.
All right, you going to take it?
I'm trying to figure out who it is. 948-0644. No, I'm not going to take it. I'm in the middle of the Jabbercast. What are you talking about? If it was my dad, I would answer, but it's not. So.
Okay.
Because he got his phone cut off like 2 days before he moves out.
Thanks. Oh, jeez.
I need to make arrangements because I'm moving and stuff, but you can just cut off my phone.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. But anyway, so that's what's going on. So I'm going to be, we're going to wake up in the morning. It ain't probably going to be morning when I get up tomorrow. And then first thing, just got to move my dad to his new digs.
And don't forget to punch in the Jabbercast link so that you can listen on your tuner. If you so happen are able to.
Yeah, that's in tuner, right?
Yeah, in tuner you can put it in and listen to it when the show is on.
That's over the cellular network, too, we can do that, isn't that right?
Yeah. Over the cellular network, you can listen to Tuner, and you just punch in, though, the URL for the Wi-Fi thing. But everybody else, of course, hopefully is listening to this 11 a.m. Sunday morning Eastern Standard Time. that changes, doesn't it? Is it daylight savings
now it
time?
Is,
or?
Now it is Eastern. It will be Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, right. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. right from the website, thejabbercast.com. So there you have that. And today's show is about Halloween. What about Halloween? When's the last time you actually went out and trick-or-treated? Do you remember that?
I do remember the last year I did it, yeah. It was, I remember getting turned away by some people. You can't do all the trick-or-treat. And I got a mustache, and, you know, full facial hair, you know.
I think at some point, after especially maybe you haven't trick-or-treated for a long time because you're, you know, a teenager, whatever, and then you start thinking, wow, I'd like to go get some candy.
For free.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what you would get your candy in as a kid trick-or-treating, possibly as a little kid, if you remember, you know, far enough back when going out with your parents and then maybe later with your friends. What were you using for a bag?
Pillowcase.
That's right. Same here.
All the snooty kids had, kids who had extra cash, they'd have special orange and black
pumpkins.
No, they'd be like not vinyl, but they were like shiny, and you could buy them at whatever, Sears or something.
Oh, okay.
They were like, and they were like treat bags.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we were kids, you know, the bags weren't as common back then. Like, you know, you can go to a dollar store and probably buy 100 pack of bags.
Nowadays. Bags weren't cool either. You could go to some place like, I don't know where, Kmart or something like that, and a lot of places just had Halloween bags for free, you know, at the checkout or something. You'd get a bag of just a plastic bag, but it had like a pumpkin picture on the side or something like that, and you could use them for your Halloween candy.
Yeah.
But, and then I think a lot of kids then, as well as probably now, had those plastic pumpkins with the handle on it, you know?
Right, I think that's for small children.
Yeah, you soon find out that that's just not big enough. You can't hold enough candy. You got to go out five times, fill it up.
That's right. It's not big enough. You put one apple, a couple bags of chips in there, and then it's done.
Yeah, and we'll get into apples.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about apples because apples and those kind of types of things like fruit was usually the big scare about the razor blades and stuff. But what else is there that we would have used to carry around with us to put candy in? Did you ever use a garbage bag?
No, never used a garbage bag. It was strictly pillowcase. That was it, man.
Yeah,
there was no other reason to use anything else. It went over your shoulder nicely because it folded and. You're like, it was like a sack after it started getting kind of full.
Yeah.
Like, you know? So when it was not so full, you could just, you know, wave it around. But once it got full, you were able to put it over your shoulder. Use your shoulder for a little bit of support there, you know? So it was like the perfect folding thing for candy.
Can you think of some of the, especially maybe looking back, and I suppose at the time you would have thought that getting some particular product or piece of food or something that was like odd that you wouldn't really associate with the regular Halloween candy. I've gotten things like cans of pop.
Oh yeah, cans of pop, that's still a pretty popular item.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
And it was always back when we were kids, it was always what was the name of that pop? Value. Top Value, is that what it was called?
Oh yeah, yeah, Top Value, I think it was, yeah.
And it was either orange soda.
Yeah, they had green the orange
soda or grape.
Mm-hmm.
High octane sugar stuff. Holy moly, I'm just getting. I'm a busy guy. So yeah, before I forget, I want to mention the whole the scare tactics of what you're going to get for Halloween. I think back then they were still doing this. The media were still doing the. But let's put some fear into everybody kind of thing, you know, because fear makes people buy stuff, I guess. If you remember, you make sure your children don't get razor blades in there. Cut all their apples up and the other chewy taffy candy.
Which one? Not the Macintoshes.
No, it was it's Halloween candy.
Oh, Alan's Halloween Kisses.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, and it was really bad for your teeth.
Oh, I love those, though. And sometimes some of them were harder, and then there were some that were actually pretty soft, which were really nice.
I just had to warm them up.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
I know. Usually you throw everything in the freezer. from your grapes to your bananas going in the freezer.
Yeah, those were like a that's the traditional Halloween candy, I think. You know, everybody knows that.
Right.
And so were some things like rockets, I think, were pretty traditional. The sour rockets that you pull each side of the thing.
And those were safe because, you know, there's no way you're going to tamper with those.
Yeah, those.
Unless you were going to replace the whole roll and rewrap them up with whatever, you know. Some
caramels. I think caramels were kind of a standard thing, too.
Oh, crafts. Caramels. Well, yeah. There was a name for those, weren't they?
What do you mean?
Was there a name for those caramels? No, it was just caramels. Yeah,
no, they were craft caramels, yeah. Now, let's tell everybody, too, actually, with Halloween, I don't know. I would imagine most people know what Halloween is, and some may not, but it's an annual holiday. It's celebrated every October 31st. Has roots in Celtic, or Celtic, if you may, festival of Samhain. Chowmain. Gets its name from being the eve of the Christian holy day of All Saints. And it's largely a secular celebration, but some have expressed strong feelings about perceived religious overtones.
Right.
And colors black and orange have become associated with the celebrations, perhaps because of the darkness of the night and the color of the fire or of pumpkins. And maybe because of the vivid contrast this presents for merchandising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, orange and black, those are pretty high contrast colors there, that's for sure.
Other associations?
I'm kind of curious. Huh? I'm curious. What came first, All Saints Day or Halloween? I'm thinking that there probably was some kind of...
Well, Halloween got its name from being the eve of the Christian holy day of All Saints. So All Saints should have been, you know, before the name of Halloween. Yeah, because Halloween is a name given or association of All Saints, so...
Right. I'm just thinking some of those secular holidays. I know, not well, secular holidays, yeah, I suppose that's the way to look at it. They did get a lot of their origin from real religion, Anglican or whatever, Roman Catholic.
And Halloween activities, of course, include trick-or-treating, wearing costumes, and attending costume parties, ghost tours, bonfires, or haunting attractions, pranks, telling scary stories, and watching horror films.
Or rocking out to King Friday.
Rocking out to King Friday. Where at? What time?
It's going to be over by the time this show's anywhere.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Yeah. Unless we're on live radio right now, which I know you'd like to be.
Well, certainly would. That's a goal.
Is it a holiday? That's what I wanted to talk about, the holiday thing. It's like no one gets the day off work.
No, it's not any kind of a regular holiday, not a civic holiday of any kind, just a annual, I don't know, holiday, day of celebration, I guess.
That's right. I think it's one of those events, let's call it an event as opposed to a holiday, that if it does land in the middle of the week, which it does quite often, that employers tend to be a little more lenient towards, you know, people leaving work early. They make sure that their kids, you know, they got to prepare for the Halloween night of festivities, you know, taking their kids out or whatever. Same with school, I found my kids, when they woke up yesterday morning, which was the last day of school, they're like, you know, this is National Skip Out Day or something. I forget what they called it, but they said, you know, no one's going to school today. It's, you know, it's the day before Halloween. It's like an excuse for not attending school or something. My one son said that, like, there's two classes where there's, like, only 5-6 kids in the class because no one showed up.
And speaking of kids, will your kids go out for Halloween or are they just, like, beyond that?
Well, I don't know what... My older son, Jonas, who's, you know, 6'3", full beard, he says he's going out, he said, with his girlfriend. They're going to go knock on houses and become seen. That would be scary.
Has he got a costume?
Yeah. What's that?
Does he have a costume?
I think he's going to dress up with something, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got a tickle chunk of stuff in our basement that they can use to do something.
Cool.
Dress up as something.
And the other son?
I think he's just going to be partying with his buddies.
Okay.
Slamming back a couple brewskis or something.
Do you ever know anybody that went out stealing candy from kids on Halloween?
I had heard about him.
Yeah, same here. Like, it's something that was always like something you hear about, but I mean, I never did it, and nor did I ever. I never had my candy stolen.
No, I can't imagine you getting your candy stolen. You'd have the whole mafioso after the people who did it.
Imagine getting your candy stolen, though. That would suck.
Sure would. Yeah. And were you the kind of kid who actually went out and then went home, dumped, and then went out again?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dumped your candy, I think it is. Yeah.
It was in the morning when I really dumped. But yeah, of course. Yeah.
And now, did your parents allow you, once you got home, what time did you get home, whatever, 9, 10 o'clock, depending on how old you were? Would you just have a massive pig out, or would you wait till the next day for the pig out?
No, we'd eat some, but of course it would be... We'd be limited to what we could, all we could have because of it being so late, or, you know, or your teeth. We're going to consume it all within the next few days anyway, so what does it matter if, you know, we're going to wreck our teeth tonight?
Right, exactly. But I was just thinking, yeah, the usually the hour, you know, you just ingest thousands of grams of sugar before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny, thinking back now, I don't think we ever ate anything while we were out.
While you what?
While we were out trick-or-treating. Did you? I can't really recall ever pulling anything out of the bag and eating it.
Oh, no, you don't do that. That's wasting time, man. You can get to the next house and get something else.
Yeah. Did you ever pick and choose sometimes what areas you'd go in because the goodies were better, the treats?
Only when my kids... I didn't do it as a kid because they lived in Belver and we just hit the whole town. Literally.
Right, okay,
we went, you know, down to the lake, down to one end or the other. Mm-hmm. Hours and hours of candy collecting the whole town of Belver, whereas when my kids were, you know, and we took our kids out, basically, definitely, we went to the highfalutin neighborhoods, for sure, the suburbs with the big houses in them, because they handed out full-size chocolate bars, man. Some of them handed out, like, toys, like toy watches that worked, like, you know, real watches that the kid could wear for until he broke it kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you pick and choose where your kids can go, especially if you just drive there and dump them off. Meet you at the other end of the road, kiddies. What'd you get? And even, you know, they get in the car, what'd you get? Which is funny. And did you ever have the house that was always considered like the spooky house? You can't go to Mrs. Cratchit's house because she's got the bats that come down or something like that. Was there ever a house you're afraid to go to on Halloween?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when I was little if I was afraid to go up to anywhere in particular. I can't really recall, but I sort of recall, you know, some places being scarier than others, but I don't know that I never would go up to a particular house. That's something that I'd have to ask my, you know, mom about or something maybe when I was little, but definitely some people's places were really done up to the nines. And some would be, you know, scarier. They'd have the music going, you know, the Halloween music and everything. And speaking of Halloween music, I mean, we're going to only throw in a couple segments because this show's a kind of a special edition, going to be a little bit shorter. Lippo's on the road, recording this remotely on his iPhone. And so let's throw in some Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
I used to play with these guys all the time, Detroit band, and they too are doing a big Halloween show, actually, you know, tonight, the day we're doing the show with their biggest show ever, they said, their biggest stage show. Some friends of mine, Halloween. From the CD Don't Meddle with Evil, this is called Trick or Treat.
Oh,
All right, there you have Trick or Treat from Halloween, from the Don't Meddle with Evil CD. Cool stuff, man.
So they're going to put on their biggest show. Where is it going to be at?
Good question. I think at the Emerald.
Emerald Theater. Awesome place to see a show. Mount Clemens.
They say, I don't know if they've not used the big stage show in the last 10 years or nothing this big, but they said it's going to be their biggest stage show ever. And then it says something about, you know, in the last 10 years or something they haven't done in the last 10 years or something. Because I think they kind of went more mainstream-ish, you know, and weren't really doing so much of the big theatrics. So that'll be cool.
Right. So anyway. When Wicked Angel jammed around with Halloween, you guys were on the same bill or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And were those guys older or younger than you guys, around the same age? Or?
No, they were a little bit older than us.
Yeah? I'm just trying to figure how old they would be today.
Yeah, I'm going to say they'd be like around their 50s or something.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
There you have Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, and let's talk a little bit about... You kind of brought up the scare thing, and I know you were talking kind of about the actual house, I guess, maybe afraid to go up to some, you know, particular person in the neighborhood's place, and I think there was maybe some places we avoided, or those people that you knew that were like, you know, like they had some kind of history with the house, or you were just scared of them all year long or whatever. But I think in most cases... I found that they had their lights out at that time, or they didn't give anything out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
They just weren't social.
But I remember being a kid, though, being brought with my parents, my mom, I should say, not my parents. And and there'd be the houses that were just done up, and they had the noises going, and coffin lids opening and closing, and you're like, no, I'm not going to that house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I don't really remember that. And that may have very well have happened with me, too. I just don't recall. And then another something on the topic of scare I mentioned earlier that we get into is some of the things that you get. Would your parents check? Or you know, like, will you get apples or maybe a taffy apple or something like that, and or caramel apple? And, you know, there was always that thing in the back of your mind. Is there pins in it? Or is there a razor blade in it? You know, because that was like a scare.
Yeah.
I never found anything.
My parents never checked. They were so, there's nothing like that in our neighborhood. Go ahead, enjoy your candy.
Mm-hmm. Take a big bite of that apple.
Sure. Apples were like the last thing I would eat.
And they didn't keep the dentist away. Or the doctor.
No, they didn't. No.
Not with all that Halloween candy.
Right.
And I don't, if there's something specific you want to get, you got another call there.
It's my house calling me. I'm just pulling into the driveway. So don't worry about it.
I wanted to mention some of the bands like Halloween that kind of you know, use that as their some of their gimmick maybe or then their name. Like there's another metal band called Halloween.
Oh, right. I remember that, yeah.
And then Halloween, there was a band called a metal band back in the day in the 80s called Hallows Eve.
Yep, a lot of bands exploited the holiday, that's for sure. There's so much theatrics, you know, in rock and roll, and Halloween just lends itself to being a theatrical type of genre.
Yeah.
So...
Especially to things like, you know, heavy metal and, you know, you make the horns with your hands and, you know, the sign and, you know, so sometimes evil associated with the kind of music or whatever. So it was a, you know, kind of a big play, Halloween.
Yes, sir.
Now, what did you guys, at home, did your parents give out candy or anything? Or did they just take you out and put the lights out?
No. My dad, I guess, stayed home, and my mom would take us out, and my dad would hand out candy. Oh, we always handed out candy for sure. I think they just felt it was like a duty, you know. If we're going to go out and get candy from our neighbors, we have to give candy, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give if you're going to get.
Yeah, we always gave out candy. I think when I was older, you know, I'd stay home too, like, and when I wasn't going out and give out candy, you know, with my mom and dad or whatever or something, and my brother maybe was still going out because he was a few years younger. But yeah, we pretty much always gave out candy, and I remember there were some times like later on where we didn't, and we just, you know, shut the lights and don't bother with Halloween. But
yeah,
but it's always definitely a very fun celebration, a fun holiday, Devil's Night inclusive, and Devil Night's a whole nother story, I guess. We used to go out and terrorize the neighborhoods on Devil's Night.
Used to actually wax windows and throw eggs at stuff?
Yeah, a lot of things like that. We used to do that on a lot of nights, not just Devil's Night. Devil's Night was a night where you could probably get caught more often doing that kind of stuff than we went out on any night and did that kind of thing. I guess we can move on to Tech Talk.
All right.
Okay, Lippo's got something for Tech Talk this week. What is it?
Very, very pertinent to the situation we're in right now. Right now I'm using the headset that came with the Apple iPhone 3GS. However,
you're right, because he's driving, because we just passed a law here in our area of Ontario, anyway, that you can't use your cell phone anymore while you're driving, period.
Can't hold it up to your head.
Yeah, you can't hold it up to your head. You can't text, you know, whatnot. You need some kind of a hands-free device. So,
right. So I was doing some research, and one of the highly regarded Bluetooth speakerphones for your car is the Motorola T505, and that's readily available wherever. I didn't get it at Best Buy or wherever, but I found one online. I ordered it online. I'm getting it delivered to the house, but it's a highly regarded device. And
how does that hook up into your car?
It just connects to your visor, mm-hmm. So it's over your head,
right?
And it's Bluetooth, and it automatically syncs up to your contacts in your phone. So just push the button. It's one big button for most of the functionality of the device. Push the button and say a call, and then you say the name that's in your contacts, and it calls that number.
Well, you know what I've found, and I have my iPod no longer connects with a dock connector in my car. I used to have a stereo like that, but I use the what do you call it, into the headphone jack, you know, just a standard cable to the stereo because it has an input for an auxiliary device.
Yeah.
And I just hold the button on the iPod. Up comes a voice dial or whatever. And I say the name, and it just comes out my speakers, and they can hear me on the phone anyway.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I haven't really needed a device. Sometimes I use my earpiece as well, but, and of course Bluetooth is nice too, especially if you don't have to wear the earpiece all the time. So when you're driving, it'd be nice to have something on your visor like that. That'd be pretty neat. And what's something like that go for?
95.
Okay.
So there are other cheaper ones out there.
Yep.
There's also more expensive ones that have FM transmitter capability as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can have your caller come across on your on your stereo. Also, you can play music from your device if your phone plays music through your FM transmitter on the Bluetooth speakerphone as well.
Go ahead. I was going to say the Garmin Nuvi that you have will sync with your phone and play everything out your speakers too.
You can have your Garmin play the music on your Bluetooth device, yes, but you can't FM transmit your conversation.
We've done it.
You said no, and we've been through this. We've had this conversation on this show.
We've used Lana's phone with the Garmin and talk on it and listen. You know what I mean?
I can't remember exactly.
It's the same kind of concept as what I'm doing with mine, but you would use the phone, and You'd hear them over the speakers, and they would pick you up from the phone, you know, just on like speakerphone type or whatever your setting is, I guess. I don't recall, but I know we've used it over the Garmin.
Right.
Mm. Now, I'm
over the Garmin, yeah. Yeah, but you're not listening to the person you're talking to on your car stereo.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yeah. Mm. Lana would remember how that happens, but anyway, for you especially, you don't have the Garmin in your car, right? So.
No, I don't.
You need a hands-free device because you don't want a ticket. It's probably big bucks, too.
$500. It started on October 26th. And for some reason, I thought you and I jumped the gun, and we said it started earlier.
Yeah, I think we did, because I thought that it started earlier, but they actually did have a date where it did start. And before, I think it was maybe some type of a bylaw or something like that. But now it's just and it's still in a transition period. There's nothing set right now. It's up to the discretion of the officer. But I think in time, there'll be an actual, you know, a set fee, like no matter what. If you get stopped, then you have to... You know, I think they have a leeway period where they'll give a warning or they could give you a ticket.
Yes.
But it is law.
If you go to the WindsorStar.com website, they have a video there of the chief of police or the communications guy at the...
Oh, explaining it all.
Explaining it all. And by law, when they pass the law, it's built right into the law is this 3-month grace period.
Right.
Where they're educating all the drivers on... what's acceptable to use, and I think it's also a good period for manufacturers to flood the market with devices for people to use as well. So everybody knows they got to get them, and everybody goes out and get them, and there's got to be a supply and demand kind of thing that's got to be balanced out. So I think they use the 3-month period there, so people know they can't drive and talk on the phone, even though I see it at least once a day in the city of Windsor, someone with a phone up to their ear. So people just gotta get learned, as it were.
Yep, it'll cause a lot less problems on the road too.
Yes, I think texting is way worse than talking on the phone.
Yeah, but either way, it's a good idea, and you know, you may think that, you know, I do it good, and you know, I can talk on the phone, and I've never had an accident yet, or you know, but it's just a matter of time. You know, it can happen to anyone, so you just really shouldn't be talking on the phone, like, you know, dialing and holding the phone and all that sort of thing. If something hands-free, then by all means, I think it's fine. So, but anyway,
so that's Tech Talk for today.
Yeah, that's Tech Talk for today, and that pretty much wraps up this little special edition. And you know, why we're cutting it short, of course, because we had to do this remote show, and Lippo was on the road, so it just made sense to keep this short and so forth. And you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com, and you can email us where, Lippo?
At hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
All right, next week our show is on... It's our topic is trust. What is trust? Do you trust? Do others trust you? And you can earn it, but can you buy it? And we all know you can lose it. And I will have had the opportunity prior to interview Garrett Kramer from Inner Sports a little bit about trust based on what he does. And that's coaching athletes from the inside, and how trust is, you know, and how trust works within what he does with athletes. So we'll have that little interview with Garrett Kramer next week on the Trust Show, and we thank everyone for listening to the show this week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
There we go. Have a good show tonight. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. See ya.